Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Steve Moran's now joining us to have a look at Oaks Day at Flemington. Morning, Steve.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, everyone. It's a bit wild and windy down here. There's going to be sort of quite gusty winds throughout the day, probably 30 to 45 kilometres per hour. Now, looking at the radar looks pretty clear. So hopefully the rain will stay away or will be no more than just a little misty rain.
All right, well, we'll follow that as we go. And the first race is still, 4 hours away, 1:50. The Oaks at 5:50. All right, the first race, mate, Impey's the shorty here, $1.70 over Mr. Moneybags, now at $5.
Yeah, look, in time it'll be pretty short. Impey should roll to the front here from a favourable gate. Barrier 4, Kieran McAvoy's Sontans, you would think would suit. Impey should dominate the race at $1.70. Is probably about right, but it's a matter of personal opinion whether you want to start the first of nine, backing a $1.70 chance. I think the two that can certainly run a place and maybe at a little bit of value are 5 I'd Boogie and 6 Main Stage. I'd Boogie, nothing wrong with his dry track form, nothing wrong with the form in this distance race. Blinkers back on, Damien Lane, the Main Stage, of course, ran fourth in the Impey Harbour Views race at Geelong and does meet Impey a couple of kilos better. So they're the two. I think I'll probably play the race by taking 8 to win from 5 and 6, field for third. 8, 6, 5, 10.
Righto. And Matt Hill calls all the action in the first. He likes 8, Impey to beat 6, 4 and 10. 8, 6, 4, 10. Race 2, the Maribyrnong Plate. Tagaloa here is the favourite at 4.60, number 10. Rathlin, number 9, at $6, along with number 11, Arctic Ice.
Yes, so there doesn't seem to be massive betting activity on this race up to this point, certainly when I looked 10 minutes or so ago. Some interesting Glenfiddich for Robbie Griffiths and Beau Mertens, which doesn't surprise me because its jump outs have been very good, number 7. Look, I'm going to default, as I'm inclined to do in these two-year-old races, to the raced 11 Arctic Ice for Simon Zara and Damien Lane. We all saw it at Mooney Valley. But what I particularly liked was that it was well clear after the line. It finished full of running along the inside, but just gapped them after they'd gone another 50-odd metres. So I think it was around the $6 mark with the tab when I last looked. I think for the sake of probably an interest in the race rather than a lash, I'll have something on 11. 11 to beat 7, 2 and 10.
Matt Hill likes number 5, Castle Coma here. First up for Chris Waller to beat 9, 11 and 1. 5, 9, 11 and 1. They're always intriguing races, this one particularly on this day, the Maribyrnong Plate. Race 3, Rob Hickmont's got the favourite here. Bumper Blast, number 10, 3.40. Platinum Angel this morning, Steve, 3.90 to 3.60, number 1.
Yeah, not surprising. You don't normally see a mare of this sort of quality in this Grays race. Platinum Angel, she's got to concede them all, 5 kilos, of course. I like number 3, Something Silver. Andrew went back last time in the race won by Cuba. The form's pretty solid from that event. She's much better ridden forward. Today she draws gate 2. Gets run of the race, I think, behind the two likely leaders, numbers 7 and 8. And before that, of course, she finished alongside the likes of Spanish Reef and Consensus. Go in the stock stakes. I think around the $10 mark, I think she's a reasonable bet. It's way Something Silver, the big Platinum Angel. 4 Rain Moth for the Jollies, 10 Bumper Blast. Obviously, the Connections won this race with Don't Blush Baby. It's a big leap from the maiden, but the form's pretty solid. The market's found this, I think, other than probably number 3, 3, 1, 4, 10.
Yeah, Something Silver you mentioned, $10 right now, $10 and $3 the place. Steve's fancy in race 3. Race 4 at Flemington, Waller and Bowman have the favourite here, number 15, Nudge. It has drifted slightly in the last hour, 4.60, got to a high of 5 and now back into $4.80. 16, Affair to Remember, Steve, it's gone 7 into 5 in the last hour.
Yeah, probably no great surprise for two reasons. One, the last run at Caulfield was excellent, and B, the three-year-olds down in the weights have a reasonable record in this race, including last year's winner. We haven't seen her since September 21. That might be the only little question mark. Nudge did run well to Ficino. That looks pretty strong form for this. I'm going to have something on number three, nonetheless, West Wind for Mara and Eustace, unbeaten. I thought the last win was quite soft, and the form ties in with Affair to Remember and Extreme Pride and Co. 20-1 for an unbeaten runner prepared by Mara and Eustace. I reckon that demands that you have a couple of bucks on West Wind. So 3 to beat 15-16, next best number 2, 3, 15, 16 and 2.
And West Wind at the moment there is $19. In the last half an hour, it's gone 21 to $19, number 3, West Wind. Matt Hill likes number 16, Affair to Remember, to beat 15, 12 and 10. 16, 15, 12 and 10. And if I forgot to give Matt's in race 3, it was 10, 1, 7 and 9. Race 5, the Mum Century, Ball of Muscle down there for Joe and Glenn Schofield at $2.90. 11, Soothing at $4.60 and the stablemate Plaguestone at $7. But not a lot of movement in this race so far.
No, set weights and penalties of this race, I think, favours those at the top of the weights. And obviously, best performed is number 1, Ball of Muscle. And probably not that far behind him is the veteran Thermal Current, who won this race last year. Ball of Muscle won it in 2017. I'm inclined to think that one of the two will win, and I think that Thermal Current's probably a silly price. His first up run was satisfactory. Probably 6 Bowder Hoz and 11 Soothing for Godolphin James Cummings would be next best. I find it a little bit of a tricky race. For the sake of tipping a roughie rather than a shorty, I'll go 3-1-6-11.
3-1-6-11. Thermal Current currently $26.06 in that current price there for Tab. The Melbourne Cup Carnival Country Final. We've seen these heats in recent weeks. Harbour Views, $2.40 right now with Tab fixed. Otorto number 4 at $5. And the stablemate Steve Star Missile number 3 over the last 90 minutes, $7.50 to $5.50.
Yeah, good race, isn't it? I mean, the market, I think, has got this sorted out around, you know, numbers 1, 3, 4 and 6. So I doubt the winner would come from outside that quartet. Harbour Views is clearly the one to beat, in my opinion. Initially, I thought Barrier 1 would be a real advantage on if we got the rain, and I think they would have fanned under those circumstances and probably would have made the run for him. What transpires now with the track holding up in that good range remains to be seen. But an ounce of luck, I think he'll win. Otorto was terrific behind him. Star Missile is extremely promising. And Star Spangled Rodeo probably gets a lovely run in the race here. So I can't add any more to probably what the market and most people think. 1-4-3-6.
To race number 7, the TCL TV Stakes race 7, Russian Camelot. Off its impressive win at Sale this morning now, $2.50 at Tab, 3 Pancho at $3.30, and Quick Thinker, number 1, currently at $4.80. I guess I can't wait to hear your thoughts. Do you back a horse from Sale coming into the listed race?
Wouldn't Vow and Declare won this race last year, coming off a second in a Kyneton maiden and winning a Warrnambool maiden. And the year before it was all to Hoyung, who came off winning a Hawkesbury Benchmark 66, which is probably not much stronger than a maiden. So, I don't think that's an issue. I think the form is sound around that maiden win for number 10, Russian Camelot, and obviously 3 Panto after the run to Kubrick. I think they're, as the market assesses, the clear top two, probably 10 marginally ahead of 3 for me. I think there's a couple of odds here. Highland Jack. I know Ollie's off to ride Russian Camelot, but gee whiz, this was impressive last time, and the blinkers go on. It's a definite hope in the race. And one of a million to one, I think, that's got a hope that certainly goes in trifectas is 13, The Magic Never Ends. The likely leader only had the 2 runs. Second run was excellent. Form around the race is good. It's probably over the odds. 10, 3, 7, 13.
Righto, the Kennedy Oaks is race 8, Miami Bound for Danny O'Brien, Damien Oliver, the $3.60 favourites, 2 Moonlight Made at $4.20, 4 Vegas Jewel at $4.40, and Gamay number 3 for Archie Alexander at $6. Can Danny do the Cup Oaks double?
Well, he possibly could have. Of course he could. Miami Bound was obviously very good on Saturday. Difficult to split these top four. But I'm going to back Gamay each way, I think around the $6 mark, and my only reasoning is that I think that she's the one that looks absolutely gilt-edged to stay. She just looks, she's built like a stayer, she raced like a stayer at Caulfield, she would rally again and was strong through that last 100 metres. So my preference is for Gamay. I'm happy to back her each way in this Oaks. Not much between the others at the top of the market. 12 Ocean Miss might be a roughie with a little hope, I thought, and you know that one of those fillies coming down from Sydney, one of them will run a place at $1 million to 1. It just happens all the time, but exactly which one is, I'm not too sure. 3 on top for me, 3, 1, 2, 4.
3, 1, 2, and 4. Yeah, Johnny Ramsey's down there with an 8th length winner at Scone. Never Listen. Good luck to them all down there. In the last, California Zimbal now $1.90. Steve, number 2 over Absolute Flirt at $7.50.
Yeah, it makes it a little tough for the punters, doesn't it? Served up with a odds on pop in the last. Probably wins. Exposed to a little bit of pressure, you think, from the likes of Needorp. Amelia's on fire. Perhaps even 14, the Mobot, 12, Sistar. I don't think she gets to control matters. Look, if you don't want to back her at the short odds, I would have something equine number 10, the Covey, who will sit off the speed. Was terrific at Mooney Valley and we'd ridden back in something of a change of tactics. I'm sure they'll adopt the same approach today, drawn out maybe by this stage of the day. That's where you want to be. I think she'll be strong at the finish and she might be worth a little flutter. Sort of 1 by 3 in the last if you don't want to back a shorty. 15, Wishful Thinking, it's an interesting runner who will probably be over the odds. And 3, TRAF next best. So I'm going to go 10, 2, 15 and 3.
10, 2, 15 and 3 there in the last. And at this stage, the 10 is at $12. In fact, Steve, in the last 10 minutes, it's gone 15, 14, 13 and 12. Your fancy there, number 10. So
I've been putting up.
Well, you've been on air. Gee, you're very good these days.
Righto. We can't multitask.
So they're the tips for the 9 races. I've missed a few of Matt Hill, so I'll go through all the mats in just a tick. But how are you going to play it for best, better, or value?
Yeah, well, I've tipped a few at odds, and I'll probably have a little small play without getting carried away on most of them. Look, I'm race 3, number 3, Something Silver. I think is worth a speculative bet at around that $10 mark each way, and I'm going to back Gamay each way in the Oaks race 8, number 3.
Race 8, number 3. 3, 3, and 8, 3. Good on you, Steve. Hope it's a winning day, and we'll do it again in our normal time slot of about 10:45 on Saturday morning.
Terrific. Thanks, Andrew.